Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports, and your home for you to give us your thoughts on the news that was yesterday. There will be a meeting in Topeka, Kansas on Monday regarding the stadium move of the Chiefs.
Yes, not the Royals, just the Chiefs at this point.
The Royals will not be in attendance, but we can assume they will follow suit.
Yeah, I heard just right after the first of the year, hopefully. You know, what's going on with the Royals, you saw Ty Masterson, the president of the Kansas Senate, yesterday say, you know, he believes the Royals are fully committed to moving to Kansas. And they're just trying to, really, the thing that they're trying to figure out right now with them is their deal with the Jay and to make sure that the Jay is okay. That's the Royals' number one priority right now, to make sure that the Jay is okay and that they are taken care of and they get an agreement with them. Obviously, the Asperia campus is where we've talked a lot about. There's also a potential with a land swap with Black and Veatch, and there's some stuff to be worked through. But I'm told those papers have, you know, kind of already been signed with Black and Veatch and the Royals, that if they needed to do a land swap, they could do that on 115th Street. Black and Veatch is on the north side. Asperia is on the south side of that street, so they could do a land swap there. I was told, John Sherman has been meeting with the folks at Black and Veatch over this recently, and so that's kind of the conversation going on there. But they just need to get things, I think, right now. The last piece of the puzzle is figuring out things and making sure that the Jay is taken care of in a proper way before the Royals announce where they're going. And so that's the latest on the Royals. Obviously, you know, the Chiefs, we've been kind of telling you about for a while. We've told you about this date on December 22nd. I thought really the Royals would be the first one to go, and most people thought the Royals were going to be the first one to go, but obviously that's not the case because there's still some stuff that they need to button up. I think it's getting a little frustrating for a lot of people within the Royal side of things, like get the deal done and let's get this thing moving, because the Chiefs are going to announce, then it's going to be the holiday, and then probably after the first of the year, the LCC can call a meeting anytime they want and approve this kind of stuff. So it's up to the Royals right now to kind of finish everything off and get this deal in paper so they can announce it, hopefully after the first of the year as well.
We go to the phone lines, 913-586-7965, taking your reactions to the stadium news. JC, you're on the air. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Doing well, man. How are you?
Good. I got a couple minutes here before I clock into work. Just some thoughts on what you were saying about, is downtown going to suffer if these teams leave? I think that's a bit of an overreaction, to be honest. I think downtown has had its own economy and its own hustle and bustle for, long enough. You know, these stadiums are already, a drive away. I really don't think that moving that drive in a different direction is really going to hurt. I think it's the same question of, is Westport going to suffer from these teams leaving? And I think the real mistake was putting it in the Crossroads in the first place.
Yep.
I think we have an extremely vibrant and dedicated arts scene in our city, and I think that's what really led the plan to be doomed.
You're 100% right about that.
Appreciate the phone call, JC.
The Crossroads was a bad location. It was not well thought out. It was not well prepared. It was almost like they did it knee-jerk reaction. Oh, they did do it as a knee-jerk reaction. Had they stayed, I believe anyway, in the East Village and built the stadium there, I think it would have passed, and I think we would have had construction going on for well over a year now. But that's just me. You know, that's just, you know, kind of where I am. But that seemed like the logical spot for it because there was nobody to uproot at that point in time, and that would have been the completed piece of downtown Kansas City. And, you know, I think a lot of people are concerned about the fate of downtown Kansas City and Kansas City in general because you are losing that big 1% earnings tax across the board, you know, like 1% of every, you know, Patrick Mahomes salary or 1% of Derek Jeter coming in, or Otani, or whoever it is, or concerts. That 1% earnings tax is going to be lost, and that's what directly pays for the police and fire departments in Kansas City, Missouri. And so the 1% earnings tax, that's going to be tough money to try to make up. And then the sales tax that's going to come in from those two teams not being there for Casey Mo to fund whatever else they fund, schools and all this stuff. There's going to be a big loss on the ledger for Casey Mo / Jackson County when these teams move. How are they going to make up that tax revenue?
A couple of people asking what the J is. The Jewish Community Center.
Yes, the
over
Jewish
there
Community
on 119th and Knoll.
Yes, it's 115th and Knoll. It's on the northwest corner of like 115th and Knoll. It's a big campus. There's like 200 different entities in the Jewish Community Center. The J is the athletic side, and they're on the plot of land of the Asperia campus. It's not part of the Asperia campus, but it would make things easier if the Royals could also, you know, have that plot of land. And so when somebody lives there or owns something, you've got to work through negotiations with them.
We go to Marcus. Marcus, time's yours.
Well, hey guys, thanks for having me on this morning. I appreciate the Royals and the Chiefs for everything that they've done for this community, but man, this is a terrible, terrible thing for Jackson County. I just feel like, man, we kind of got shafted through this whole process with the Chiefs coming in at the last second and just the property tax situation that we was all facing here in Jackson County.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of just feel like we didn't really get a fair shake at it. And that's really all I wanted to say. This is just a kind of a somber moment for us here in Jackson County that grew up 44 years of my life. Mm-hmm. And I just, man, this is a tough, tough, tough day to be had for a Jackson County guy like myself. And that's all I wanted to say. Thanks for all you guys do.
Hey, Marcus, let me ask you this real fast before I let you go. Yes, you still there? Think about how you'd be feeling if Kansas didn't step up and the Chiefs were moving and the Royals were moving to like Nashville or, you know, Montreal or something like that. So that's the good news, is our teams aren't leaving. They're moving across the state line. A lot of teams and a lot of cities get into these stadium situations and then the team just leaves the market. Look at the Rams. Look at, you know, some of these other NFL teams, the Raiders, how many times, baseball teams being moved, the A's and the Montreal Expos and all these teams. The good news is we're not losing our teams. They're staying. We're very fortunate that we do have state line and we had the ability for Kansas to come in and step up and basically keep our teams in the area. That's a good thing.
Yes, I agree with that wholeheartedly, Bob. I'm not one of those ones that's going to be like, I'm not going to be a fan anymore, because that's just a bunch of bull crap in my opinion. But,
yeah,
you know, I'm more really kind of worried about like the state and the local government here, mm-hmm. that's just allowed this to happen. Like you said, Bob, it's just a terrible thing for us here in Jackson County that just grew up knowing nothing but that. And that's really all I wanted to say. State and local government definitely played a big part, if not the biggest part, in all this. And
mm-hmm.
thanks for all you guys do. I'll be listening.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. We'll go to Chance. Chance, you're on the air. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I'm not originally from Kansas City, but I've been here about 15 years or so. And I would say, I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to pretend to know all the inner workings with the laws and stuff like that. But I would say just from driving around that it has more to do with just the lack of development in Jackson County in that area. You know, the Denny's burned down. There's no plan to rebuild it. The hotel burned down. 40 highways, just a ran down, desolate area.
The subway closed.
The subway closed out there?
That's what they say.
Raytown Road behind the stadium's just a dumping ground that's two lanes in some area for, I mean, I don't know what, 50, 60 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you look at Kansas side, they take better care of their roads. The streets are posted, you know, signs, lighting,
I just think Kansas has the upper hand, and I voted yes, of course, to keep it in Jackson County because I've always been a Missouri resident since I've been here. But
praise be.
You know, I'm South Kansas City, Grandview area. Mm-hmm. It's going to suck. I get it for the people that live here, but I moved here because I'm a Chiefs fan and have been since 93.
That's cool. Where'd you move from?
New Mexico.
And so you just moved to Kansas City because you love the team?
Well, for tech school, too. It was one of the campuses here, AIM.
Yeah.
Aviation maintenance right there by the stadium.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Awesome, man. That's a cool story. I love it.
But, yeah, I just think like the Legends or somewhere over there, you know, Overland Park, Olathe, whatever. I think they just have the infrastructure for it. I think it's pretty obvious.
Well, we appreciate the phone call, Chance. Thanks for chiming in there. Somebody says, are we only going to bring on people that agree with you guys? No, the phone line's open. Mac just answers, says, hello, what's your name? We'll put you on. So,
yeah.
No, there's no...
Mac's awesome.
There's really no bias to anything of this. Dylan, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, I mean, this is... I don't really have a dog in the fight. I don't live in Jackson County, but this has got to be the world's biggest fumble in order, you know, in the state of Missouri, you're going to lose three major sports franchises in the matter of 10 years. I mean, yeah, they're going across the state line. Thankfully, they're going to stay close. But it's just, I mean, come on, guys. What are we doing here? I mean, you lost the Rams. Look what they turned into. The Chiefs have been amazing the last 11 years, you know. And then the Royals are starting the uptick now. And you're just going to let them walk away because everybody's fighting and bickering and can't get on the same page to just build a new stadium somewhere, you know, whatever. I mean, it's just, I'm glad they're staying in the area, and this is coming from somebody that absolutely hates the state of Kansas, but I'm excited to see both of the new stadiums whenever they're built and get to go to a game out there. That's all I got, guys.
Thanks for the phone call, Dylan. We go to Armando, you're on the air, man.
Yeah, that's me. I mean, as far as the Chiefs, you know, the sad part about that is, like, I mean, Arrowhead is, like, one of the iconic venues, like, in all of sports, especially, like, in the United States, you know? So that's, like, a huge fumble. Like, how did we as Jackson County vote to not, you know, maintain that facility? It's, like, a ridiculous thought. I can't believe it happened.
Well, you know, to kind of let the voters off the hook a little bit, it just wasn't a well thought out plan when they rolled it out. You know, it was constantly changing. It was never set in stone as to what they wanted to do. And again, no leadership from Mayor L or Frank White in any of this.
This comes from the text line. Neither the Chiefs nor the Royals will be crossing the yellow brick road over to Kansas. It's all just leverage and media fodder.
And that's why they're moving to Kansas.
We'll go to Mike. Mike, you're on the phone. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I live out in Jackson County. I mean, I go to two or three Chiefs games a year and probably 10 to 15 Royals games a year. And Eastern Jackson County, I don't mind driving another 20 minutes to get over to Johnson County to get to the game anyways. As long as, I appreciate getting out there where hopefully they can have bigger parking lots to have the tailgate experience that I've known to grow up and love.
And they will, because when they did that survey, the number one thing was parking and tailgating, and the Chiefs will have plenty of that. Yeah,
absolutely. Plus, for me, the way that Kansas City just fumbled this thing, like, I mean, I just want to get my popcorn out and sit back and just watch it, because I work in finance. I tried to kind of kick back and just back of the napkin tally up what this earnings tax is going to cost Kansas City, and it's just it's unfathomable, and it's comical. I mean, they just really screwed the pooch on this one.
No doubt. Mike, thanks for the phone call. We go to Jeff and KC. Jeff, go ahead.
Oh, why are we so sad? This is incredible news. You know, of course, I'm on the Kansas City, Kansas side, but
You're killing me. I'm down, man.
I'm loving this. So I'm a lifelong Dot, Wyandotte County, born and raised, and the idea that what we have seen in the past 20 years that's been built in Wyandotte County and the Legends area, and then that we can bring
to potentially bring the Chiefs over there and continue to further develop both the west and the east of the county. I mean, these people have – the people deserve this. You know what? We want it. We're willing to take it on. And the fact of the matter is, yeah, it was fumbled in Jackson County. And I agree, Bob, it was a terrible plan. No one cared about the weird renovations that the Chiefs were just putting in there. And it was very confusing about how the Royals wanted to set it up. But that all being said, we all knew that the end result was going to be that if that did not pass, they were leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And that was made very clear. And here it is. And I'm excited for the future of it because, to Bob's point, they're staying in the area, right? Now, of course, I can hopefully see them in my backyard, but they're staying in the metro.
Right.
I think we should still at least celebrate that. And they're going to be brand new stadiums. We're going to get a Super Bowl here in Kansas City. I mean, I think that's some exciting things that we can celebrate too. Thanks, guys. That's all I have.
No, yeah. Appreciate the phone call, Jeff. We'll go out to Jake in KC as we continue to take your phone calls. Jake, go ahead.
Good morning, Legend Likens, Legend Bob.
Good
I know
morning.
It's a somber morning for some of us over here, but a lot of your callers are hitting the nail on the head. You know, the last one said they deserve it over there. They really do. They stepped up. They've brought some fathomable things to the table for people that can understand, unlike, you know, the Missouri side. And I think the biggest thing for me that I get out of this is that, you know, sometimes things have to fall apart to rebuild. And I'm not saying that I think the Chiefs and Royals are probably gone for good as far as Missouri side. We can't say that. We don't know what's going to happen in 30 years. But ultimately, the leadership of this city dropped the ball.
Yep.
And crime in that area is going to go up. Response times are going to go down. People are going to move. And you can really thank your mayor for that. There's going to be guys who are forced to change careers in a sense where they're going to have to, you know, these KCPD, KCF guys, KCFD guys, they rely on that money, man.
Yep.
And they're going to have to go chase the money now. And there's going to be some pissed off people about that. But I love you guys. I got to hop back on this job. I work on these jobs. We help build the stadium. And I think that what's to come is going to be beautiful. We are going to get Super Bowls. We're going to get some big events that we might not have gotten before. And you guys have a good day. Go Chiefs. Go Royals.
There you go, Jake.
Thanks, Jake. Appreciate the phone call. We'll go to Ethan as we continue to take your phone calls. Go ahead, Ethan.
Hey, fellas. I just want to preface this by saying I hate Quentin Lucas and I want to punch him in the face. But my question for you is, am I totally screwed as a season ticket member? I've had tickets since 2012 and I've been told they're going to do a seat licensing in Kansas.
Well, that was going to be the case, I believe, either way they do it. That's the new way that, you know, every stadium does it. I've seen numbers somewhere between 3,000 and 5,000 a seat, and what a seat license is, and they suck, and I'm with you on this. I hate that PSL term. You pay for the right to buy the tickets. It's a one-time fee, and I know the Chiefs will, you know, extend it out. You know, you don't have to pay for it all up front. They can spread it over years for you. Teams have done that in the past, but that essentially gives you the right to buy the tickets for that seat to any event in that stadium. And so it's a long and short of it. It's an easy money maker for these franchises. And once one team did it and people paid it, everybody else is like, well, we're going to do that too. You know, that's just kind of the way it works in the NFL. And I think it sucks. I'm with you, Ethan. That part of it does stink. From a fan standpoint, because PSLs, man, I hate that word.
So they were going to do that whether we passed it in Jackson County or not?
There's been, you know, kind of information back and forth on that as well, you know, because that's something that stadiums have always been able to do, and nobody's ever said no, and people have always paid it.
Hope we got your answers for you there, Ethan. Thanks for the call. We go to Carl. Carl, go ahead as we continue to take your phone calls.
Hey, good morning, guys. First of all, born and raised Missouri all my life. Obviously, Jackson County and the city of Kansas City fumbled the bag here. But to all the Kansas folks that are, you know, rejoicing today, I just want to know where that energy was. We were building a brand new airport that all of our Kansas residents get to enjoy. Just feels like we lost the upper hand here. We are the bigger city, right? And Kansas has always reaped the reward of what we have built here in Missouri. And we let that slip. So, yes, I voted yes for the stadium in Jackson County. I despise Kansas. I despise Mayor L. And you know, that's just kind of my thoughts on it. With that, I'll listen offline. Thanks, guys. Have a great Friday.
Thanks, Carl. It's our turn in Kansas to start paying for some of this stuff. I mean, 60 years we've, you know, we grifted. I'll be honest with you. Kansas has grifted when it comes to everything in this town. It's now time for Kansas to take, you know, a little bit of the bill. A
couple more phone calls. We'll go to Brent. Brent, you go ahead.
Yeah, I, you know, grew up in Kansas, moved over to Kansas City, Missouri, and I'm now back in Kansas. And I will tell you, being a Jackson County citizen, having to worry about all the votes to keep renovations going and all of that, it was really kind of irritating. And I hope people, just because, oh, hey, we have a team in Kansas now, you're going to be held hostage by the owners at some point for some sort of tax revenue. And they're not moving for any altruistic purposes. This is, they're going to find a financial advantage in Kansas population being smaller, especially in the metro area. It's going to be a much bigger burden than what they're going to financially realize in the short term. And also, sports teams really do not generate revenue. It becomes a wash. It's more of a status symbol than any actual revenue generation. What's your take on that?
I disagree with that. Sports teams are what makes you big league. Those are what makes you the big league cities, to get the other events, to get all that stuff, to get the recognition, Kansas City has grown so much in the last 10 years. We haven't done that because we have boulevards and fountains. We've done that because of the Chiefs. The residuals that our franchises give us by winning are insane. People, you heard one guy call up and say he moved here because he was a Chiefs fan. That's one of the many stories I've heard of people saying, I moved here because I was a Chiefs fan. So you get people moving to the area. You get people visiting to the area. You know, when this team was in the postseason the last couple of years, there were 800 takeoffs and departures from the downtown airport alone with private jets coming into Kansas City, of people coming in, spending their money and utilizing our, you know, our airport, our services, paying for those landing slots, paying for stuff at the stadium. Anybody who says the sports teams do not bring in money, I think, is a fool. And I think they're just making up stuff because they don't factor in all the ancillary stuff that happens. Your sports teams are your front door of your universities and of your cities.
We'll go to Brendan real quick. Go ahead, Brendan.
Yeah, I just disagree. Sports teams bring in a ton of money. Yes. Kansas City and Jackson County is going to miss out on the earnings tax and all the sales tax associated with every single game.
Yep.
And all the concerts that come through. It's a huge swing and miss by Kansas City. It kind of pisses me off because I wanted the downtown stadium and I live in Johnson County. So
yeah, I'm with
that's
you.
That's all I have to say.
Thanks, Brendan.
I'm with you. I've been a downtown supporter since I saw the first designs at 20th and Grand back in 2002. I love downtown baseball. We do baseball trips every year. We love the downtown baseball stadium.
We'll go to Brandon, then we'll go to John. Go ahead, Brandon.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I just wanted to say, so I've been in government relations for about 15 years now, and I work closely. I actually work for the Regional Arts Council downtown, and I worked closely with the Royals at the time about their community benefits agreement. And I think all of your callers, every single one of your callers is right, except for the one that said that there's no revenue because, or it's not a net gain because of stadiums.
Right.
And you're right that the downtown ballpark was a terribly thought out plan, implemented in a terrible way. But I want to call out too. So someone who's worked closely with government for 15 years, this has been a breakdown of leadership at our governmental levels for 30 years or more.
Yep.
They have known that this sell-by date of 2031 was coming for decades, and none of them did what they needed to do to make sure that those teams were kept. And I want to call out, too, it's not just Frank White. I mean, Frank White did himself no favors, but do not let the legislature off the hook. If anything, I hope that your listeners, I beg them, as someone who works in government, please pay attention to county politics and county government, because it affects your life in a way that is very similar to the city. And I want to remind people, too, this isn't just revenue loss for our city and county governments. This is revenue loss across the state of Missouri. We will implications of the loss of this income tax, which is essentially what is the biggest part of what people pay as a result of being at the stadiums and using the stadiums. We will feel that all across the state. Just to give you one example, so the arts in the state are supposed to be funded at 60% of the out-of-state athlete and entertainers tax. They've never received that full 60%, which is another conversation. But that's just one and that will be decimated if we lose both of these teams. Now, I want to say, don't count your chickens. This is not a done deal. My intel actually tells me that the Royals are still wanting to put another tax ballot measure on the ballot in April, and they want to do that. They want to make that announcement before they sign on the dotted line and get that vote through and see how that goes before they make a decision. So I don't think it's a done deal. I think whoever said this is somewhat publicity. I don't think that's totally wrong. But I just want to say, like I said, please pay attention to your county.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Politics, and I will just say this is one small factor in why I have decided to run against Manny Abarca for legislature, because this has been a breakdown, one example of the multitude of breakdowns that have happened at the county level, not just the executive, but the legislature. So BrandonHarrelson.com, Brandon Harrelson running against Manny Abarca in the first district in Jackson County, because we have got to get better leadership, not only around the stadiums issues, but every single thing else that the county affects in our lives. From someone mentioned the property tax assessment. That's another big, small, big example of the breakdown of government. So I just make that plea.
Thanks for the phone call, Brandon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.